Well, synods, it's not just something dioceses do. Maybe you've heard of the upcoming Synod of Bishops called by Pope Francis. Well, what is it, and what is the relationship between it and our Archdiocesan Synod? Maria Wearing sat down with Archbishop Hebde to get a better sense of it. Let's take a listen together.
Archbishop, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Maria.
Thank you so much for joining us again on Practicing Catholic. Today, we are talking about the Synod on Synodality. And we have been talking here at Practicing Catholic in the Archdiocese about the idea of Synod and Synods for almost 3 years with our Archdiocesan Synod underway. And it's been an education for a lot of us here in the Archdiocese to learn what a Synod is in the first place. And now Pope Francis has announced a worldwide Synod of Bishops at the Vatican on the very topic of synodality. So remind me again, before we even dive into what that event is and how we need to prepare for it, what is a synod at the heart of it? And then what is synodality?
Great. They're wonderful questions. And certainly the concept of synods and synodality shouldn't be new to anybody in the Archdiocese, because as you hinted at, we've been talking about it for 3 years. And it's certainly the language isn't necessarily something that is very common in most parts of the church. Our Lutheran brothers and sisters refer to what we would call a diocese as a synod, and certainly our Eastern brothers and sisters, our Orthodox and Eastern Catholic brothers and sisters, would have a sense of synod as well, because it's an expression that they've often used as they bring people together to help discuss matters of importance to the church, and in a way that is focused on discerning the path forward. And so in the early days of the church, it would have been common in the eastern part of the church, most especially, to bring together bishops to discuss different issues, and they would call those things synod. So it's a Greek word. And but Pope Francis reminds us that it really comes from that sense of journeying together. And in his great letter to youth, he spoke about how we use the word synod in the scriptures when we talk about the group that Mary and Joseph were in on the way back and forth to Jerusalem, the time when Jesus was lost in the crowd. But it's that idea of a group of people moving together, but in our church context, it's with a particular end in mind, and that's with discerning what it is that God wants from our church and how it is that we can get there. So we can speak really about any kind of consultative process in the church that's based on discernment and based on listening as being synodal. And since the really very beginning of Pope Francis's pontificate, he's been modeling that for us, and then also speaking a great deal. And it really is so beautifully, even though it's the history of the synod stretch all the way back to the beginning of the church, this discussion about consultation is something that's extremely relevant in the church post Second Vatican Council, because at the Second Vatican Council, there was so much discussion about what flows from our baptism, this universal call to holiness, and how all people, not just bishops, not just priests, not just religious, but all people, in virtue of their baptism, have something to contribute to the church. And Pope Francis's emphasis on synodality is just a way of calling those gifts forward in a more organized way. At the same time, at the Second Vatican Council, there was a renewed emphasis on something called the Synod of Bishops. And so once again, it was that idea of encouraging the Holy Father to bring together bishops from around the world, not all the bishops, like when you do an ecumenical council, it's all of the bishops. What was envisioned for the Synod of Bishops was a smaller grouping than that, but still representative, that would come together to express their views in a way that would help the Holy Father in his role as Vicar of Christ and as pastor of the Universal Church. What Pope Francis has really emphasized is that process is important at every level of the church. So not just for advising him for how it is that he governs or leads the church, but also at the level of our nations. So when we talk about our Conference of Bishops, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, in some ways that's an expression of synodality, but even at the diocesan level and at the parish level. So at the diocesan level, when there's a diocesan pastoral council, that's an expression of synodality. If the bishop is using that to listen to what his people have to say from their experience and together to prayerfully discern a path forward, that's an expression of synodality. Or on the parish level, if the pastor is really using the parish pastoral council in that same kind of way, that's an expression of synodality. Pope Francis is saying that now, more than 50 years after the Second Vatican Council, that it's time for us to really think about how it is that we can really use that concept of synodality to give us new energy in doing the work of the church. And so in most recently, he's been saying that synodality is not so much an event or a slogan, but a style and a way of being by which the church lives out her mission in the world. That's mm-hmm. taken right from the Vademecum for this particular synod of bishops. But it's that idea of how it is that we're able to, as the people of God, to recognize that we're on a journey together, and that each of us playing our own role, depending upon our vocation, but united with each other, that we can move together and make sure that that work of the Spirit is something that takes place in Christ's church. So it's really, the Holy Father is asking us in this new initiative to take some time to discuss one particular question, and that's how does journeying together that we do as a church take place today on different levels? So from the local level to the universal one, and how does that allow the church to more credibly proclaim the gospel? And how is it that the Holy Spirit is inviting us to move forward, to grow as a synodal church? So as a church in which there's this kind of prayerful consultation and discernment. So sorry, Maria, that's a complex answer, but it gives us a little bit of a sense for what it is that we're doing.
No, absolutely. I think when we're using a word that we have heard maybe more often in some of in the church speak of synodality, but it still isn't something that we have perhaps a common understanding of, or that immediate understanding. You noted some synod of bishops that have happened recently. I mean, and some of those include the synod on young adults and youth, and we had a synod on marriage and family, and those sorts of things. You know.
So they're focused on particular issues rather than just the church in general. But this next one that the Holy Father is calling is focused on the question of the process of and the notion of synodality. I would just add one other thing, Marie. I mean, the term that's much more common for us is consultative, huh? But it's mm-hmm. not consultative like a city council or, an association for your condo. It's not that kind of a consultation because it really has to be focused on prayer, you know, rooted in prayer and with that intention of discerning where the Holy Spirit is leading us. So it's not just a question of trying to gather information and make a good decision. It's something that goes deeper than that. And certainly in our own experience of our diocesan, archdiocesan synod, we've been trying to illustrate that. You know, we were very mindful of the Pope telling us that a synod isn't like a parliament. Huh? Mm-hmm. He's been saying that in the past, even before the most recent statements. But that it really has to be focused on a listening to one another. But when we listen to one another, we're listening for the Holy Spirit in the midst of that and then trying to discern together. And we really shouldn't be surprised that the Holy Father would have such interest in this because he's a Jesuit, and the Jesuits have as part of their charism really emphasizing the important role of discernment. That's what St. Ignatius was so famous for, his rules of discernment, and not just in making those major decisions of life, but also in just how it is that we live every day, but always bringing the Holy Spirit into that kind of decision-making process.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a beautiful way of thinking about this, of clarifying it as consultation rooted in prayerful discernment and listening. So what is exciting is that it seems that here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, that we're a little bit ahead of the game, that through Providence, we are already in our own synod process. And I'm wondering, how does our own synod process for our local church, how has that prepared us to do what Pope Francis has asked dioceses to do ahead of the worldwide synod?
Yes. So I think a couple of things. One is that even just with the vocabulary, it's something that we've already heard in this archdiocese. So we kind of grasp what it means to be synodal and to really have that desire to listen, to consult, and to discern, right? So that I think we already are recognizing that there's great fruit that can come from that. And so when we did our prayer and listening sessions at the first stage of our pre-synod preparation here in the archdiocese, we had over 8,000 people participate in that. And, you know, it was intentionally structured in a way that I think the Holy Father would approve of, in that it was rooted in prayer. So we spent such a good chunk of time really reflecting on the scriptures but also with reflecting on what the teaching of the church is. And then out of that experience of prayer, then addressing things that we thought we needed to speak and really trying to listen at that time for the Holy Spirit. Some people have heard me mention, I think we had 35,000 comments that came in based on those prayer and listening events. And then we had a whole team that were prayerfully trying to work their way through those comments and putting them into categories and trying to figure out where did there seem to be a movement of the Holy Spirit? And I was very involved in that as well, and really trying to prayerfully discern what would be possible areas for moving forward. So we here already have a little bit of that experience. And the Holy Father is asking each diocese in the world to participate in this, to begin those discussions on synodality. And he gives some wonderful hints as to through this office of the Synod of Bishops for how a diocese might do that. And there are things that we've already been doing. So anybody that's been participating in our small group consultation in our parishes this fall would already be prepared, I think, to engage in much the same way with the types of questions that the Holy Father is asking us to discuss. Now, we haven't changed the topics for our archdiocesan consultation, because that's important for our process. But I would not be surprised, for example, if in the beginning of the new year, if we didn't use much of the same kind of process, calling people forward. And I think many people are speaking to me about the positive experience that they've had in their small group consultations, to then begin to address some of the questions that the Holy Father has posed to the universal church. And I think that will be a very fruitful way of helping the Holy Father to do the discernment that he needs to do, providing that information that will be important for the Synod of Bishops that will at the universal level that will be taking place in 2023. Mm-hmm. But it's just all part of that process. You know, we're asked to be able to provide information to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops by April of 2022. So we're trying to get through this initial consultation for our Archdiocesan Synod, and then we'll turn, I think, to the questions that the Holy Father has asked of us in a second moment. But where we're blessed is that we already have an experience, we already have some structures in place, and some ways of being able to relate to one another, where we're accustomed to listening, and we're accustomed to prayerfully discerning. So I think we're going to be well poised to move forward with the Holy Father's agenda here in a way that will provide helpful information to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops and help them to prepare for their own further pre-synodal preparations at the continental level. So I think the idea is that the those from the United States would be meeting with those from Canada, and that information would be discerned at that point, and then also forwarded to Rome for the Synod of Bishops. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty elaborate process. I think that we're going to be able to provide good information. The Holy Father has stressed that he very much wants there to be opportunities for all people to participate. And the initial documents from the Synod of Bishops emphasize the role of the Presbyteral Council, the Council of Priests in our Archdiocese, and then also the Diocesan Pastoral Council. We don't have one of those right now, but we have the Lay Advisory Board that functions much in that way. So both of those groups will have, I think, key roles. The Holy Father has also asked that we make sure that we hear from religious, from those in the ecclesial movements, and then also from those on the periphery. So we'll be looking at different ways of doing that, whether that would be, once again, listening sessions with small groups, or whether that would be doing some surveys that might even be online, or that people might be able to pick up in their parishes. We're still trying to figure that out, but the hope would be to really give good information to the Holy Father and really to the Synod of Bishops as they help the Holy Father.
Well, and we are acknowledging our participation in that worldwide process with Mass on October 17th, this weekend, following Pope Francis's Mass, opening it on October 10th. And so we're coming together as a local church just to launch that process, and you'll be presiding at that Mass.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
5 p.m.
I don't think it's confessional material, Maria, but we are going to use that as well. So certainly to be praying for the this whole process that the Holy Father has initiated at the universal level. But it's also a moment for us to pray for a deepening of our efforts for our Archdiocesan Synod. And so I really welcome it for both opportunities to be able to focus on what it is that we're doing and how it is that we're doing it. In my mind, it's really exciting. And I have been, you know, trying to get to as many of the Synod's small groups as possible. And one of the things that I hear repeatedly is the gratitude that people are expressing for having this opportunity to say what's on their mind and to offer ideas and to really share what has been their experience of the church, whether it be at the parish level or the archdiocesan level. And that's the kind of thing that I think will be helpful as we try to provide this helpful information to the Synod of Bishops for the Holy Father.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Archbishop. Before we go, would you give us your blessing, please?
I would be happy to, Maria. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and upon all of our listeners. May we know the love of the Lord this day and always, and be inspired to give the very best that we have for the good of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Maria and Archbishop Hebda, for great information on the Synod of Bishops. Again, our local launch of the Vatican Synod will be a Mass at 5 p.m. this Sunday, October 17th, at the Cathedral of St. Paul, with Archbishop Hebda presiding. All right, it's time for our first break. When we return, we'll chat with Nick Chalmers of the Mirandola Ensemble on the importance of choral music in the practice of our faith. So stay with us.